Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Well, 'tis the season for gift giving, and from large to small gifts to gift cards and all the types in between, they come back full circle. It's not the gift that matters. It's the person who is giving it or receiving it. And when it's all done and said, you remember the giver many times more than you remember the gift. Well, today I have a great guest joining me who has been the gift of radio for Chicagoland for many, many years. And, well, good day, great day, and a new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Yes, like I said, a radio icon for over 50 years with more unique stories to tell than most of us would experience in many lifetimes. Well, welcome, Clark Weber, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. This is like coming home again, walking into these WIND studios, and I spent 13 years working for this company, so it's very comfortable to sit here and suddenly find myself on 560 again.
And be behind the mic.
Well, being behind the mic, that's special. Absolutely.
How did you get started in radio?
It was quite by accident. I was a junior in high school, and a girl in my homeroom by the name of Barbara Taylor wore Angora sweaters. This sounds a little sexual, and it is. And I noticed Barbara, and I noticed she was filling out her sweater. But she wouldn't pay any attention to me. So I went to my mother, who was the philosopher of the family, Mother Weber. And I said, Mom, this girl won't pay any attention to me, and I'd really like to maybe date her. And my mother said, Clark, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Wise woman.
She was. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. And I said, what does that mean? She said, you're going to have to get past your fear. Well, a couple of days later, I saw an advertisement in the paper, a radio station looking for a guest teen disc jockey. And I thought, what a great way to impress Barbara. So I went on the air, was on for about 15 minutes, and I had an epiphany at age 17. Sue, when I came out of that radio station, I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I wanted to be on the radio.
What a gift that is.
Yes, it was.
17 years old to realize that.
Yes, but it didn't have any impact on the lady I was trying to impress. She forgot to listen.
Oh, no. What did that teach you in that moment?
It taught me that frequency is very important in advertising. You've got to tell them over and over and over again.
And once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, the Clark Weber, the radio icon. And you've been in radio now for what,
over 50 years.
That's a long time. How many shows, do you know?
I'm still weathering the business and still enjoying it. So I guess I was in the right time at the right place.
Do you know how many number of times you've been on the air?
No, I have no idea.
No statistics there. Just know that you've had 50 great years.
Absolutely.
Now, there's something that I've been dying to ask you, and that is, how did you, one, go to lunch with the Beatles, and also you introduced them at Comiskey Park?
Yes.
How did that cross your path?
Originally, a friend of mine owned a recording company called VJ Records on South Michigan Avenue, and VJ Records specialized in race music, which is what it was called then. Today, of course, it's a different case, but in those days, it was race music. He catered to the black audience, and he came to me one day, and he said, I have a chance to buy the contract on a guy named Frank Ifield. Frank Ifield had a record in the early 60s called I Remember You, and it was his first time that he was getting into white music.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided to buy the Ifield contract, and the company said, we'll give you a twofer. We've got this foursome on record, and we'll give it to you if you buy Frank Ifield. So he did. The Ifield record went to about 15 or 20 on the WLS Silver Dollar Survey, and then it died. Well, he came to me with this group record and said, listen to this. And I did, and I said, oh, I said, that's garbage. That's really bad stuff. He said, I need a favor. I said, what is it? He said, would you play it for a couple of weeks? So I gave it to Dick Biondi.
Okay.
And I said, here, put this thing on the air. We played it for 2 weeks. It went nowhere. It just stunk up the place. So he came back and he said, would you do it for one more week? I said, I'll play it for one more weekend, and that's it. So we did. Record didn't happen. He lost the contractual rights to the record, and VJ lost it. It's a good thing because once they did take off, of course, he couldn't have supplied that kind of material. But those were the Beatles, and that was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, wow. Looking back on that, you heard it and you said no.
No, no. Now, when Capitol remastered it and re-released it on Capitol Records, they'll tell you that they didn't change a thing. They lied.
Really?
Yes. The audio was changed. There was a great deal of compression in the sound of it, and it was redone.
But I would think you or Dick Biondi would have picked up a little bit more on it if it sounded like it does today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, what was it like to be on stage with them?
Well, they were only four kids.
Right.
They were like four kids from Hammond or Gary. Mm-hmm. They were four kids that suddenly found themselves very famous, and they acted like three of them acted like typical teenagers. McCarthy was grounded. He was okay. Lennon was a pain in the that area. And Ringo Starr was a puppy with his tail gone all the time. And let's see. We mentioned John and Ringo. And who's the fourth? All of a sudden, I can't think of the fourth one.
George.
Thank you. George Harrison.
Oh, boy.
You can tell I'm 82 years old.
Ah, that's 82 years young.
George Harrison. And a friend of mine said, you're going to have lunch with the Beatles. And I said, yeah, this is after they became big. At the Saddle and Cycle Club on Lakeshore Drive. And he was dating a girl by the name of Edwina Rast. She was a model by the name of Winky. And he said, Winky would love to meet the Beatles. So I said, oh, have her come down. So I sat her down next to George Harrison, and Harrison just took one look at her and thought, whoa, this is mine for the day, the night, you know, the whole routine. Well, after about 10 or 15 minutes, Winky looked at her watch, and she said, I have to leave. And Harrison says, wait a minute, you're not going anywhere. She said, I have a modeling audition. Nice to meet you. Goodbye. And she left. Harrison was fit to be tied with me and very angry. Later that afternoon, the guy called and said, Winky had a wonderful time. Could you take her to the concert tonight? She'd like to hear the Beatles. I said, Jim, for Pete's sakes, you're pushing our friendship. But yeah, have her show up. So I got a pass for her. In the book, in my book, Clark Weber's Rock and Roll Radio, there's a picture of the Beatles on stage. Mm-hmm. Winky is standing by the side next to me. I'm looking bored because I can't hear the music. And when you look at the picture, you'll see George Harrison giving Winky a dirty look.
Oh, interesting.
The rest of the story.
And once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, the radio icon, 50 years in the making. And you used to say, wake up with Clark Weber right here on WIND.
That's right. Yes.
And that, like we said, that was for 13 years. Now, how did you get your break into actual radio? I know that you auditioned for to get Barbara's attention.
Well, my original job was with WAUX in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is west of Milwaukee. And it was a little 250-watt station, and I had just come out of the Navy. And I convinced them to hire me, and they did. And I stayed with them a year. And then I went to a polka station in West Bend, Wisconsin for 2 years. And at the end of that three-year period of time, I was hired by my first rock and roll station, WRIT in Milwaukee.
Interesting. And then the road leads you right on into
Chicago.
Right to Chicago. And then you knew that you were being heard by many.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. As we are this morning at this sleepy hour.
Absolutely. Even though it's early in the day, there's a lot of people that rise and shine early. And once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, the Clark Weber, and we are talking about the gift of Clark Weber. You have so many interesting stories and so many experiences to tell, and I just would love to hear the one. I think you had give me a little bit of insight into that before our show.
I'll tell you the story of Alonzo Green he impacted your life, Sue.
All right. I'd like to hear that story.
Good enough.
Are you going to tell it?
Right now?
Well, we've got a little bit of time, but not quite enough time to really go into that story.
Okay, why don't we wait then, and because it's a story that's about 3 minutes long.
Well, then we want to hear that story right when we get back from break. And once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, the Clark Weber, and we're talking about the gift of Clark Weber. This is Aging Info Radio right here on 560 WIND. Don't go away. We have some really great stories coming right up.
That's right. Don't touch that dial or we'll break your arm. Stay right where you're at.
That's all from Clark Weber. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host of Aging Info Radio. And from 1955 to 1975, when rock and roll was clean and the Chicago River was dirty, the disc jockey and program director Clark Weber got behind the scenes. And I'm here with Clark Weber in studio, and what a gift that is.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. The name Alonzo Green.
That's what we're going to hear about.
Does it sound familiar?
A little bit. Well, you've kind of touched a little bit on that.
All right. Alonzo Green had a great impact on your life.
Okay.
Alonzo Green in the 1940s and 50s was a country singer. They used to call them hillbilly singers in those days. And he was born in Alabama, and he had a brother in Tennessee. And he called him one day, and he said, I'm booked into town here. Can I stay at your house for a few days? And his brother said, absolutely, come on in. He was ecstatic. And so was the brother's 15-year-old son, Jimmy. Jimmy went to school that day and said, hey, my uncle Alonzo Green is going to be living with us for a couple of days. Well, every kid worth his salt in those days knew who Alonzo Green was. So a boy came up to Jimmy and said, Jimmy, when your uncle is at your house, could he tune a guitar for me? I bought it for $3, but I don't know how to tune it. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy went home and he said, Uncle Alonzo, this boy in my class wants to know if he can come over and show him how to tune his guitar. Alonzo said, sure, have him come over to the house. And Jimmy said, I can't do that. He said, what do you mean? He said, Mom doesn't like this kid. She says he's from the other side of the tracks. And furthermore, he's white trash. And Alonzo said, in that case, have him meet us on the street. We'll sit on the curb. Next day, 3 o'clock, this very polite 15-year-old kid came down the street with a guitar on his back, held with a string, not even a guitar strap, just some twine. So Lonzo sat him down, showed him the frets on a guitar, tuned it for him, and then began playing some songs. And the three of them just sitting on the curb with Lonzo playing the music. After it was over, about 15 minutes later, the kid thanked him profusely and left. Alonzo never saw him again. 5 years later, you would have invited that boy to your home, even though he was white trash.
Who wasn't?
33 movies, millions of records later. That was Elvis.
Oh, what a story. That is so interesting.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Yes, that's a keeper. Once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, the Clark Weber. And you have so many great stories, Clark.
Well, you know, I became a storyteller, a disc jockey first, a talk show host, which really you have to be a storyteller to be a talk show host. And then after I wrote this book, Clark Weber's Rock and Roll Radio, people would say to me, tell us a rock and roll story. So I began to incorporate them into the speeches that I give, now primarily to retirement communities and libraries and various other functions, where I'll tell the stories of rock and roll.
Then I'm going to ask you, tell me a great story.
Tell you a great story.
Yes, tell me another great story.
Another great story. The guy was in his early 20s. He was in the Air Force for 4 years. His girlfriend wrote to him constantly. He finally got out of the Air Force in 1964 and took a job in construction. And they were close. They were in love. They were going to get married. But he lost his job in construction, and his girlfriend took a different look at him and didn't see the potential she originally saw in him, so she broke it off. He took a job as an orderly at a hospital working the midnight shift. One night in the cafeteria, he wrote a song about his heartbreak, and a friend of his recorded it, and it became a million seller. It was Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman.
How interesting. Boy, these stories just keep coming. Once again, I'm here with Clark Weber, and I'd love to hear them all. I just want, just keep telling these stories. You've got so many. So I could see why you would become a storyteller.
Yes.
This stuff just crossed your path one after another after another.
Someone once said that a story is a wrapping for the gift of wisdom. Because we all learn something from a story.
There's always a lesson in it.
Absolutely.
And we said also a love story.
Yes.
Most of the time there's some type of love story in a story or in a movie.
Well, I can safely say this to you. The engineer is a woman. You're a woman. And that is, behind every woman, there's a great story. How do you like that, ladies?
We like that. Let's hear another one.
Another story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What do we have here? We have, let's see, which one shall I give you? A young man was a student at NYC, a pre-med student. Didn't want to be a pre-med student, but his parents were proud he was going to be a doctor.
Okay.
They had a friend who ran, Neil Bogart, who ran a little record company in New York City. And this kid would constantly write music. So his parents took him to Neil Bogart and said, he's driving us nuts. Does he have any talent? So Bogart listened to him and he said, yeah, the kid does. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, let's record him. So they recorded a song with this kid. And then Bogart said, I have a friend in Chicago, Clark Weber on WLS. It's summer. You're off for the vacation. I'll send you to Chicago and I'll have Clark Weber listen to the song. So a record promoter brought the song to me. I listened to it twice. I said, pretty good. I said, is the kid with you? He said, no. He's standing in the corner of Michigan and Wacker. He's afraid to come upstairs because he's afraid of what you'll say. I said, bring him upstairs. So I brought the kid up, sweating, frightened, 21 years old. I said, young man, I like your record. Furthermore, we're going to put it on the playlist of WLS. Well, I thought he was going to have a laundry-threatening moment. The song, well, it was called Cracklin' Rosie, and that frightened kid standing in front of me was Neil Diamond.
How interesting. And the stories just keep coming. I'm here with the Clark Weber.
The hits keep coming.
That's right. These are hits. These are the greatest stories. Oh, I know you've got so many more. And just to be here and hear this, you've had such an exciting life with the 50 years of you being on radio.
Yes, absolutely. I never felt it was a job. I always went to work every single day just thinking, this is a lot of fun.
Isn't that great? Now, you were on WLS, which led you in. At one point, you had another curve in the road. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was at WLS for 9 years, and I was getting tired of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that time, I was 38, 39, and rock and roll didn't have the luster anymore. So WCFL said, look, do 2 more years of rock and roll. We'll pay you lots of money to jump ship and leave LS and go to CFL. So I did. And after CFL, I spent a little time at WMAQ, and then I walked across the street and went to Al Mitchell, who was the program director of WLS, and I said, I'm a talk show host. Mm-hmm. So he did an audition with me. He said, I'll be darned if you're a talk show host. So they hired me on a program called Contact that ran from 10 p.m. to midnight, 7 nights a week.
Okay.
And that's how I learned, really, the art of talk show. From doing that 10. And I did on Saturday night, I did a mythical ballroom.
On talk.
On WIND from the beautiful Boom Boom Room of the Westinghouse Hotel on the 28th floor of the Westinghouse Hotel at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk.
How interesting. Now, when you started on talk radio, there was not a lot of talk radio.
No, there wasn't. But there were only 9 stations in Chicago when I came here in 1961. There are 54 now.
Yeah, they're all, but there's really the bigger ones. You've been on most of the bigger ones, so you've experienced that. I mean, and that's where you come up with all these wonderful stories.
Well, and that Boom Boom Room on WIND had a sponsor.
And?
It was Old Frothing Slosh, the stale pale ale, the only beer in the world with a foam on the bottom.
Well, you know that one well. How many times did you endorse that beer? How many times did you say that?
Oh, people would come to the station and want to buy the beer, and I'd say, but it's a fictitious beer. You know, it's just something that I made up.
Oh, that's so funny. So you made that whole lineup.
Sure. Sure, created the whole
thing. I never knew that. I never knew it was not a real beer.
Yep. No, Old Frothing Slosh, the stale pale ale.
I'm thinking, oh, wow, stale pale ale. I had no idea. Oh, you've had quite the life.
Thank you.
And you just keep moving forward with, you know, being on the radio and speaking out in retirement communities. They must love you with that.
Sue, don't stop.
Don't ever stop.
Don't ever stop. Because if you do, indolence will set in and that will eat you alive.
Well, I think that's one of the keys. I mean, Aging Info Radio is for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
True.
And that is the key. The key is to keep active. I say, get up, get dressed, get out, and get going and get connected to others.
Absolutely. And in the next segment, I'll tell you the story of a man who wrote a poem and it became a million seller.
There you go. Once again, we'll be right back here with Clark Weber on Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Hurry to Oaklawn Toyota now for big savings. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Colosimo, and my dad, Ronnie Colosimo, invites you to the Toyota-thon sales event. The new 2013 Toyotas are here, plus find great clearance prices and finance rates on 2012 models. So come see why people love doing business with us. We're at 4320 West 95th Street or call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Offers include tax, title, license, and 1-61-DOT fee. Valid with approved credit ends 1-313.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News, 50 and Better, the world belongs to those with the most energy. And I have a very energetic guest here today. That is Clark Weber, the radio icon Clark Weber.
Hi,
with so
Sue.
Many stories.
Well, that's true. As a result of all of those years, people pass on stories to me because they say, you read it. You tell the story.
Now, you had a poem right before we went to break. I know you've got also, we're going to hear later on, so stay right here on AM 560 for the Christmas poem that you have,
right.
Which is just...
But this is the story of the gold box.
Okay.
We often learn the most from our children. And some time ago, a friend of mine punished his 3-year-old daughter for wasting an entire roll of gold wrapping paper. You see, money was tight. He became infuriated when the little girl tried to decorate a box for no apparent reason. Nonetheless, little girl brought the gift to her father the next morning with a clumsy wrapping around it. And she said, here, this is for you, Daddy. Well, he was embarrassed by his earlier reaction, but his anger flared again when he found that the box was empty. And he growled at his little girl. He said, don't you know that when you give someone a present, there's supposed to be something inside of it? Little girl looked at him with tears in her eyes and said, oh, Daddy, it's not empty. I blew kisses into the box, Daddy, all for you. Well, the father was crushed. He put his arms around the little girl and begged her forgiveness. And years later, he was a very old man and was dying in a hospital. And next to his bed was that little box. And whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of a child who put it there. And, you know, in a very real sense, each of us as parents has been given a gold container filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
The gold box.
Yes, that is a very moving story. And, yes, I believe the future generations are the real teachers. If you listen astutely to the youth and the kids out there, you learn a whole lot from them. They have
absolutely.
A lot to teach. As
absolutely.
Much as we have to teach them, yeah. they have just as much to teach us. Back to storytelling. Now, you were a catalyst for someone's career, and this is a wonderful story. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
I think I do. Record company Columbia Records called me one day and said, I need a favor. They had auditioned and hired a singer, and they booked her into Mr. Kelly's on Rush Street, but no one had ever heard of her. So Mr. Kelly's did the usual publicity on her, but no one was showing up. No one had heard of her. So they said, would you come down here and have dinner with her and calm her down, because this kid's a pistol. So my wife and I went down to Mr. Kelly's, and it's a good thing we showed up, because there were only three people in the audience. After the show, this singer sat down with us, and she was hot. She was furious over the fact that no one was coming to hear her. And she said, furthermore, the piano squeaks. Have you ever heard a piano squeak, Sue?
Never.
I had never. And she said, furthermore, if there aren't at least 25 people in the audience for the next show, I'm not going on. Mm. Well, all of a sudden, George Marienthal, the owner of Mr. Kelly's, got me aside. He said, Clark, what am I going to do? I can't get 25 people in here. He said, and she'll walk, and that's bad for my reputation. I said, George, let me see your business card. So he said, my business card. And he handed it to me, and it was blank on the back, as are most business cards.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want you to write, this is good for 2 free drinks tonight at 9 o'clock, and I want you to go out onto Rush Street, have your people go out to Rush Street and pass those around. You'll get people in here. Well, he did. They went out, and maybe they passed 35, 40, 45 cards. Come 8:45, there were a lot of drunks out in the audience sitting there nursing their first of their 2 drinks. And the woman said to me, will you come up on stage with me? Because if I walk out of here, I need a little support. And I thought, mm-hmm. I've got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
So she walked up on stage, looked through the parting of the curtains, saw maybe 40 drunks out in the audience, turned to me and said, see, they've heard about me. They love me. Stepped out onto the stage and gave one of the shows of her life.
Interesting.
Today she would not have to do that because she sold millions and millions of records. But for that brief moment, she was frightened to death. Her name? Barbara Streisand.
What an interesting story. Oh, boy. So yes. You were the catalyst that really... So what happened after that? Did she continue playing there?
Well, she did. As a matter of fact, there was a Chicago Tribune reporter who was in that audience that night, wrote a glowing review in the Tribune, and the rest is history. I mean, from then on, people were packing the place. But for just a brief moment, she was too frightened.
And she must remember that moment so well with you.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Just like Mama Weber told
Mother Weber's
Mother
oldest.
Weber, that was it. Mother Weber, Mama Weber. Which one? Yeah,
yes.
Your Mother Weber's oldest.
His son, that's right. Who said the only one who likes change is a wet baby.
That's right. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have a great Christmas poem coming right up, the Christmas Cup of Tea poem. Right here on 560 WIND. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the fast-approaching launch of a brand-new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least 3 or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to Resource One Implant BodyLogicMD.com.
BodyLogicMD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogicMD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogicMD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, it is that most wonderful time of the year, and I have the most wonderful guest with me today, and that is Clark Weber.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you, Sue. I don't often get to sit with good-looking hosts.
Well, thank you. Now, you have a really great poem.
This is a poem that was written in 1980 by a high school teacher in Minneapolis named Tom Haig. He wrote it for the 100th anniversary of St. John's Episcopal Church in Minneapolis, and it became such a hit that it was put into book form, and the rest is history. It sold millions of copies. It was published by a Jewish publisher who, when he saw this story, said, "I'm Jewish, but I was raised by a Polish nanny, and I'll publish it in her name. I don't care if it doesn't make a dime." Well, it made millions.
Interesting.
But
and we're
going to
hear this. It's
about
the Christmas cup of tea poem.
All right, here it is. Well, the log was in the fireplace. It was all spiced and set to burn. At last, the yearly Christmas race was in the clubhouse turn. I had the cards in the mail, all the gifts beneath the tree, and I had about a 30-day reprieve until Visa was going to be catching up with me. But you know, though smug satisfaction seemed the order of the day, something was nagging me, and it wouldn't go away. A week before, I got a letter from my old great aunt, and it read, "Of course I'll understand completely if you can't, but if you find you have some time, how wonderful if we could have a little chat and maybe share a cup of Christmas tea." She had had a mild stroke that year, which had crippled her left side. Though housebound now, my folks had certainly hadn't hurt her pride. They said, "Why, she'd love to see you. What a nice thing it would be for you to go and maybe have a cup of Christmas tea." I didn't want to go. I mean, what a bitter pill to see an old relation and how far she'd gone downhill. See, I remember her as vigorous, as funny, and as bright. I remember Christmas Eves when she regaled us half the night. I didn't want to risk all that. I didn't want the pain. I didn't need to be depressed. I didn't need that strain. And what about my brother? Why not him? She's his aunt, too. Ah, but I thought I had it justified, and then before I knew, the reasons not to go that I so painstakingly had built were cracking wide and crumbling in an acid rain of guilt. So I put on the boots and the gloves and the cap, shame stinging every pore, and armed with a squeegee, the sand, and my Google map, I went out the front door. I drove in from the suburb parts, the suburbs on the Kennedy to that older part of town, where the pastels of newer homes give way to the grays and browns. I had a disembodied feeling as the car pulled up and stopped beside the wooden house that held that Christmas cup. How I got up to her door, you know, I really couldn't tell. I watched my hand rise up and press the button of the bell, and then I waited, aided by my nervous rocking to and fro. And just as I was thinking, "Ah, for crying out loud, I'm going to turn around and go," I heard the rattle of the china in the hutch against the wall, the triple beat of 2 feet, and a crutch came down the hall. There was the clicking of the door latch and the sliding of the bolt and a little swollen struggle, and suddenly it popped open with a jolt. She stood there, pale and tiny, looking fragile as an egg. I found myself staring at the brace that held her leg, and though her thick bifocals seemed to crack and spread her eyes, their milky and refracted depths lit up with young surprise. "Oh, come on in, come on in," she laughed the words. She took me by the hand, and all my fears dissolved away as if by her command. We went inside, and then before I knew how to react, before my eyes and ears and nose was Christmas past. It was alive. It was intact. The scent of the candied oranges, of cinnamon and pine, the antique wooden soldiers in their military line. There was the porcelain nativity I had always loved so much. The Dresden and the crystal I had been told, mustn't touch. My spirit barely bolted like a child out of class and danced among all those ornaments of calico and glass. You see, like magic, I was six again. Steeped in the million memories that a little boy knew oh so well. And here among old Christmas cards so lovingly displayed was a special place of honor for the ones that we kids had made. And beside it all, in her rocking chair, my great aunt said, "Oh, how nice it was of me to come and call." I sat and rattled on about the flu. She listened very patiently and then said, "Come on, what's new?" Thoughts and words began to flow, and I started making sense. I lost that phony breeziness that I use when I get tense. She was still passionately interested in everything I did. She was positive, encouraging, like when I was a kid. Simple generalities sent her into fits. I mean, she demanded the specifics. She wanted all the particulars and the bits. And then she stood up to get the cup of tea. I sat alone with feelings I hadn't felt in years. I looked around at Christmas through a thick, hot blur of tears, the candles and the holly she had arranged on every shelf, the impossibly good cookies she still somehow baked herself. But these rich, tactile memories became quite pale and thin when measured by the Christmas my great aunt kept deep within. Her body halved and nearly spent, but my great aunt was whole. You see, I saw a Christmas miracle. I saw the triumph of a soul. The triple beat of 2 feet and a crutch came down the hall, the rattle of the china in that hutch against the wall. She poured 2 cups. She smiled and handed one to me. And then we settled back for our cup of Christmas tea. Merry Christmas from all of us at WIND.
Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Hello and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Happy holidays to all of you. And we are here with Clark Weber, and he just read the Christmas Cup of Tea poem. That was so moving. Who wrote that?
Tom Hegg, who was a high school teacher in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that was written in 1982, and it's still relevant today.
What a beautiful story. Now, Clark, are you a furry? Do you have a furry friend, or have you ever had a furry friend in your life?
A furry friend, yes. We had a dog by the name of Cosette, and we had her for 12 years. The girls grew up with her, and everyone in our house was a girl, as a matter of fact.
You were surrounded by women.
There was always somebody who was owly, cramped, and bloated at our house, yes.
All right. Well, I am a huge advocate of animals, mm-hmm. and I love dogs. And my paw's pooch of the week this week is Arlo, who is a one-year-old border collie, a beautiful black collie who would look so great with a big red bow. If somebody wants a dog for Christmas, call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Arlo is waiting with his paws crossed. And, yes, Daisy Mae, we know. You know paws, right? Absolutely. Call 773-935-7296 and add a bow and give Arlo to somebody that wants a dog. So you had your dog, you said, for 12 years.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Family member.
Girls went off to college and the dog died. Yes.
Well, yes, we all get very attached to him. Now, what advice would you give kids going into business today? You have so many years of wisdom.
Do something that you love. Do something that just gives you a great deal of joy. Not a job, but do something that doesn't seem to be work. Fall in love with that.
Something that makes your heart sing.
Absolutely.
Moves you forward. I always say, figure out what you can do that you love, that you can make money at.
And you will be very successful at it, just from the joy standpoint of doing something that gives you joy.
It gives you ease and grace.
Yes, it does.
That's
You're absolutely
and
right,
so it so. Never feels like work.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, that's the Zen way, I believe that is. Now, what about your thoughts on all the growth here in media and social networking and all that?
Well, in view of the fact that you and I both work in the senior market, we're attuned to the senior market. And seniors in aging, some of them even laugh about their aging. Case in point, a couple into their 80s were watching Sex and the City one night, a rerun of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband leaned over to his wife and he said, "Mildred, whatever happened to our sexual relations?" She thought for a moment, and then she said, "You know, now that you mention it, I don't think we got a Christmas card from them this year."
Yeah, there's a lot of fun there. There's a lot of funny moments, a lot that's said. Now, what about your words of wisdom? What would you give out for your words of wisdom today? You have so much to teach.
The words of wisdom would be kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Most important that we have kindness. In this time and in this age, there is so much unnecessary cruelty between people.
Yeah, it is unnecessary.
Yes. And I think it's a good time during this season to think back and just a kind word.
Yeah, a kind gesture.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so much easier. Goes back to, you know, makes your day easier.
Absolutely.
Just passing on that little, pass it forward, that little bit of kindness. I want to thank you so much, Clark, for being on Aging Info Radio today. And the show will be up on podcast shortly after, before the afternoon, I could say.
Sure. May I sign it off the way I used to sign it off?
You may do that, yes.
This is Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, reminding you come Sunday morning, whatever you do, don't you dare send your kids to Sunday school. Take them.
There you go. Thank you so much. This is Aging Info Radio.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
How about something unique and meaningful?